From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to deploy the military to the border with Mexico to assist local officials as they grapple with the flow of illegal immigrants until stronger border security is in place.
It's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before. But we will be doing things with Mexico, and they have to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to do the NAFTA deal.
A reference to ongoing renegotiations of a free trade pact that involves the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The White House indicated the strategy will include mobilizing National Guard units. In remarks at the White House, Mr. Trump said a caravan of hundreds of mostly Honduran asylum seekers trying to reach the U.S. had been largely broken up by Mexico.
It's very sad to see it, and it's sad even from both sides. It's sad for the people in the caravan, and it's sad for the people of the United States. It's really sad that we don't have laws that say we have a border, and if you don't do it legally, you can't come into the United States. To me, that's a very sad thing for the people of the United States.
He also decried weak U.S. immigration laws that apprehend people crossing the border illegally and then releasing them into the U.S., hoping they'll appear at a future court hearing. He called for stronger laws. South Africans heap praise on the late former wife of former President Nelson Mandela, who died Monday at age 81. Among them, Julius Malema, president of the leftist Economic Freedom Fighters.
The world comes together, irrespective of the political affiliation, to bid farewell to a giant. The spear has fallen. We are here to pick up the spear and continue a good fight.
He addressed supporters outside the home of Winnie Madikizela Mandela in Soweto. A memorial service planned for April 11th, a funeral April 14th. This is VOA News. President Trump said it's time to pull U.S. troops out of Syria.
So we're going to be making a decision. We've had a tremendous military success against ISIS, as you know. It's close to 100%, as I just said. And we'll be making a decision as to what we do in the very near future. We'll be consulting also with groups of our people and groups of our allies.
The U.S. has about 2,000 troops on the ground in Syria, including some special operations forces advising Kurdish militia fighting Islamic State. It also has been backed by an air campaign. James Jeffrey, former diplomat and distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said IS forces are outnumbered.
According to CENTCOM Commander Votel today, we have 60,000 troops under the Syrian Democratic Forces, who are the people in that area, partially Kurd, partially Arab, plus 2,000 Americans, plus our Air Force. So clearly we can take care of this 2,000.
He said the larger U.S. mission in Syria now is containing Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime, and that requires a longer-term military, political, and economic strategy. The Trump administration said it will be targeting hundreds of Chinese industrial, technology, transport, and medical products with 25% tariffs in a bid to change Beijing's behavior, including its handling of intellectual property. The new U.S. tariff action targets some $50 billion in Chinese imports. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang responded, calling the latest action unfounded and strongly condemned and opposed it. Chinese Ministry of Commerce said it will soon take measures of equal intensity and scale against U.S. goods. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa thanked his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping for China's political support of the South African country during his first state visit since assuming power in November. China has been a strong backer of Mr. Mnangagwa's predecessor, Robert Mugabe, ousted by the military last year after 37 years in power and has deep investments across the continent. In Brazil, thousands marched in cities Tuesday calling for jail time for former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on the eve of a Supreme Court ruling. They shouted, "Lula, thief, your place is in prison." Lula is appealing a lower court corruption conviction and a 12-year prison sentence. A ruling could come as early as Wednesday. In San Bruno, California, Tuesday, a woman opened fire with a handgun at the headquarters of the video sharing service YouTube near San Francisco, wounding three before killing herself. She's been identified as Nassim Ongdam. Britain's Prince Philip, the 96-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth, has been admitted to King Edward Hospital in London for hip surgery. The Duke of Edinburgh retired from public life last year, although he has attended a number of events. He was hospitalized last June for an infection. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.